If you take a look at any 1 hour in your day that you had free and how you used it would show you very much the type of person that you are. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Today, when I was driving to a doctor's appointment that I just got done with this morning, I had a little bit of time in between, and it's as if I saw that time in light of eternity. That God was asking me, what do you want to do with this time? Do you want to use it for the souls in purgatory? Or do you want to use it selfishly for yourself? What was the choice that I made? I'm not going to tell you. That's between God and I. But I literally saw, as if I was in that last judgment, that that time made a difference in me and in others for all eternity. When it comes to interceding for the souls in purgatory, those of us here on earth, as compared to the saints in heaven, this is the one single difference, there are actually two at least, that we have between us. Time. We have time on our side. Now, actually, when you look up the question, can the saints intercede for the souls in purgatory and how this takes place? Wait for the theological answer. Here it is. Guess what? We don't know. We don't know. And at best, it would be speculative theology, which is a fancy way of saying that we would be making educated guesses. That it could be the case that they intercede for the souls in purgatory, but we're not sure if they would first need our asking for that prayer. It's not exactly clear to us how that happens, but two things that we have time and we have the ability to suffer on their behalf in order to make atonement. Now, when you're a saint in heaven, you are at the finish line. You have finished your life and you are in that state that you have chosen to be. So you have prayed all that you have prayed. You have made all your decisions to love what you have chosen to love. You have become exactly the person that you have chosen to be. Some people, when I said this before, were insulted or offended. For instance, if they were an electrician here on earth, I said, well, you would be like an electrician in heaven, in the same way that Saint Joseph is a carpenter in heaven. And they thought, this is absurd. How could this be? Well, God takes extremely seriously what we choose to do with our time here on earth. So whatever it is that a saint is in heaven, that's what they are. They can no longer change. They can no longer be different from what they have already chosen. So when they pray for the souls in purgatory, they are praying out of the merits that they have already gained. They cannot gain any more merit. So in that sense, they are limited. And in another sense, they cannot suffer for the souls in purgatory. So we have a unique intercessory power that God has allowed. This should frighten us that the heavier weight of the burden has been, in some sense, placed on us. With every moment that you are given, you can make a new choice. You can grow. You can add one more chaplet of divine mercy. You can add one more Hail Mary. I'll never forget this one story from the Secret of the Rosary, where this one saint appeared to a fellow sister of religion, and she said, if you only saw the merit that you would gain by praying one more Hail Mary, I would go back and suffer everything that I suffered in my previous illness just to gain one more merit. The saints can no longer merit for themselves in the same way that the souls in purgatory can no longer merit for themselves. We can gain merit, which is one way to describe it would be the spiritual reward of choosing to love God more. Whatever level of love the saints have reached in heaven, they're it. Even the Blessed Virgin Mary, whatever level of love she has reached in heaven, that's where she is because she has no more life to live here on earth. But we can continuously grow in love. We can continuously do more for the souls in purgatory in a way that is different than the saints. So right now, I want you to take advantage with me to gain the merit of one more Hail Mary that each of us can pray for the souls in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.